I suppose it's slightly perverse on my part to want to follow that with this poem, which was in 1972 thought, I suppose, to be a kind of anti-war poem. I was at that time teaching in a Catholic college for very well-raised young girls, young ladies. And one of them said to me after I had read this poem to that audience, she said it very genuinely with tears in her eyes, "Poor God, everybody puts everything onto him," and which I suppose they do. This is called Heaven as Anus. In the Defense Department, there is a shop where scientists sew the eyelids of rabbits open lest they blink in the scorch of a nuclear drop. And elsewhere, dolphins are being taught to defuse bombs in the mock-up of a harbor, and monkeys learn to perform the simple tasks of draftees. It is done with electric shocks. Some mice who have failed their time tests in the maze now go to the wire unbidden for their jolts. Implanting electrodes yields rich results. Alley cats turn from predators into prey. Show them a sparrow and they cower, while the white wall labs fill up with the feces of fear, where calves whose hearts have been done away with walk and bleat on plastic pumps. And what is any of this to the Godhead? These squeals, whines, writhings, unexpected jumps, whose children burn alive, booby-trap the dead, lop ears and testicles, core and disembowel. It all ends at the hole. No words may enter the house of excrement. We will meet there as the sphincter of the good Lord opens wide and he takes us all inside.